This program has been paid for all or in part by the host, and KSEV is not responsible for its content and or products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show. It's our new Sunday show, a little bit different content than our Saturday Be a Planner tax math show. But in any event, we do cross over at times, and the focus is, as always, trying to help you create, either save you some tax dollars or help you create significantly more wealth over the rest of your life by optimizing your investments under the Internal Revenue Code sections that can provide better throughput. And our firm focuses on planning, whereas a lot of CPAs are reporters, where they focus on what happened last year. It's important. It's got to be handled correctly, obviously, when you file your returns each year. But the ability for you to understand the better options for executing your strategies over the rest of your life to create more wealth is probably even more important. So that's what we will try to help you with. I hear other real estate platforms, investor groups, mentor groups, etc. It seems the common theme that's discussed is you achieving your financial freedom. And I'll suggest to you that unless you're doing it in an optimal fashion, given the tax code choices, you will not be achieving near as much financial freedom until you understand how best to structure these investments. And by the way, most of the investments that we're referring to are real estate related primarily. And again, the focus of this show is real estate private partnership syndications, typically multifamily apartment buildings, or could be a industrial property, could be a medical or healthcare facility, an office building, hotel, retail centers. All of these different types of asset classes are now accessible by you without joining a platform or a mentor group, by the way. That's part of the new paradigm. It's, you don't need the old school, I'm going to call them travel agent type investor platforms, where you pay $20,000 plus initiation fees to participate in their brand or their type of real estate syndications. You can participate in others that are similar, have similar returns, might even be a higher quality. I would tell you that most of the platforms that we seek to acquaint you with would be more the major leagues versus the AAA, if you were putting it in baseball lore. And there's a bit more vetting that takes place before these transactions are allowed onto these platforms. These platforms, by the way, have no initiation or membership fees. So it's a very much an internet savvy. It's the, again, just like you do all your research to buy an airline ticket, you do your research online, you find the flights online, you execute the transaction online, you receive your boarding passes online, you get the picture. And again, that's exactly the model that we help you execute with this new paradigm. As you know, the fact that you're listening to this radio show today, or you find us on a website or several, or you send us an email, it does not make us your tax advisor or your CPA. And, it's impossible for us to to act in that role until we know more about you. And even then, we may not agree to, but, you know, we would urge you, if you want to work with us, go to our BEAPlanner.com website. It's BEAPLANNER.com. And at that website, top row of links, you'll find a link for our intake forms, which that will give us the information about your facts and circumstances we need to opine on any questions that you might have. You will also see a schedule a call link where you can go schedule an introductory call, or if you're second time caller, a follow-up call, and we'll be happy to spend some time with you on the phone to help you understand if perhaps these strategies might work for you. Otherwise, and even if you talk to us, we would greatly encourage you, or prefer even, that you connect with your current advisors, if you have some, and explain what you heard, what you thought you heard, and make sure that they agree, if they're familiar with your facts and circumstances, and if they understand the content, more importantly, they agree that this might be something you should pursue. And we are not looking to exclude your current advisors. We're looking to supplement the current relationships that you have. And, you know, in this particular asset space, there's not a whole lot of CPA firms that do this on a day-to-day basis, where we cross the intersections of real estate tax, retirement plan taxation, private syndication terms, math, legalese, etc., on the document stack that you're going to be given to go through before you subscribe. And then lastly, we overlay our planning with some zero tax math strategies, where we're trying to help you invest in this asset class along with getting your assets repositioned into tax-free buckets, or at least you know, after-tax buckets, and knowing when to pull the trigger on taking distributions out of which bucket, either your pre-tax, after-tax, or maybe tax-free, would typically be the three pools of funds or assets that we help advise our clients on how to structure. And just real briefly, if you don't think the tax rates are going up, we hope it's 5 to 10 years, or no sooner than that. That will give us time to rebalance or repartition, et cetera, your asset pool. Last week, we started talking about some of the egregious issues that I see going on in the current syndication market. I didn't quite get finished, so when we come back from the break here in a few minutes, or in less than a minute, actually, I will pick up with where we ended last week and kind of review the ones we already talked about, and that will probably get us through the balance of today's show. But if it doesn't, we'll get into some of the topics on our lineup spreadsheet that we discussed last week as well. In any event, we'll be right back with the Be A Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, here in a few minutes.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BEAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BEAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. It's our specifically our syndication math show, which is a new Sunday undertaking. And for those of you that are possibly in your cars heading over to the building that I office in at 11,200 West Timer for your second day of learning about financial freedom, you probably are aware, or maybe you're not, that today you're going to hear about real estate private partnership syndications, and you're going to be given that chance to spend your $20,000 or $18,000, whatever the offer of the day is, to join that mentor platform to get access to those investments. And we think that is awesome. We hope you have the extra $20,000 laying around to participate. But if you don't, or actually even if you do and you decide to join, just understand that you will not be taught the content that we're providing, because to do so would cannibalize some of the other syndicators within the group, meaning that you're not going to be taught how to pick A from, say, option D, and you're not going to understand or be told necessarily to how to work the math to explain things like capital dilution as a example, where, you know, your dollars may not be as productive in some transactions as other because of the sharing ratios and splits and assorted other legalese that'll be in the syndication document stack that you'll be given. And so we would welcome being able to help guide you and teach you how to become very savvy in terms of analyzing these investments. And you're also going to hear about how, you know, this particular platform believes they have a more moral, righteous, maybe ethical platform of offering syndications. And I'm going to suggest to you that you take that part with a grain of salt and understand that every platform out there has its issues with respect to fees, with respect to bad tax advice. And as an example, the platform that you'll be attending training today with, they will suggest routinely that you kiss away 25 to 45% of your family's net worth if it sits in current retirement accounts, IRAs, 401ks, etc., because they seemingly don't understand the optimal sections of the tax code that will allow you to control your money, invest it in real estate, and then retire or do whatever makes you happy. They start off by saying send a check for, again, 25 to 45, even 50% or more if you're in a state like California or Arizona or New York. Send that off to the IRS. You're not going to miss it. We're going to make so much money. You're going to have so much financial freedom. It won't matter. And yet I'm going to suggest to you that you can have twice the financial freedom and still do everything else that they would advise you to do. Pay yourself, you know, provide money for your family's future, become wealthy. You know, there's a lot of things I hear. I heard today how rich their members are. That was on a podcast that Self-Made Millionaire, I believe, as Hallie refers to himself, put out. And I agree. I've got many, many clients. In fact, probably the bulk of our clients come from that platform. And I will suggest to you that the ones that undertake the optimal tax strategies from the beginning, from the get-go, actually can become rich or can become wealthy. Depends on your definition of that. Just like your definition of retirement will dictate how fast you can retire. So if you fall for the line that you can retire in 2.5 to 5 years, but you're a normal $200,000 to $300,000 401 person currently, I'm going to tell you that will not happen unless you become a lead partner, in which case a syndicator, in which case with the overrides and the compensation that you can earn, you very well may retire in 2.5 to 5 years. I've seen that happen. It's just that's an anomaly when it comes to the overall membership. But in any event, tune back in each Sunday, and then also we will be offering training here very shortly to allow you to focus on the part that matters. Of everything you've learned yesterday and will learn today, the target, the bullseye, is investing in real estate, private partnership syndications. That's where the money is. And as a passive investor, you really don't need much else other than access to some investments, which we can help you obtain and understand how to analyze these investments. And we'll provide you some tools that will get you to the point of where you'll be able to know exactly what the math says on any transaction you're looking at in terms of what you're going to be signing up for. It's critical that you understand what you'll be signing up for. In any event, so let's go back to where we left off last week. We were talking about some of the egregious behavior that we see right now in the real estate private syndication space. And I'm going to suggest this is after you get past the point of bad tax advice with regard to your retirement funds or other structures that you may seek to use. And that's probably the most egregious. In fact, on that $350,000 401, and you can see this on our website at baplanner.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage. We've got an illustration using a $350,000 401k account that is not optimally converted to cash that you can control and can dictate who, when, where, and how much to write checks for. But in any event, you'll notice if you look at the bottom left corner, I've got some key metrics there, and the value of the tax dollars that you will otherwise send to the IRS if you execute that rip the Band-Aid off and pay the tax approach that you'll be told to do, that will cost you north of $24,500,000 over the next 30 years. Had you kept that $95,000 or $94,500, I believe it is, and put that into these private real estate syndication partnerships. And so you would think if someone was trying to help you achieve financial freedom and they were providing these investments to have you do that, that they would really go out of their way. And you don't even have to go out of your way, but let's just assume you needed to go a little higher up the tree. It's not the lowest hanging fruit. Then if that were to allow you to achieve twice the financial freedom and keep an additional $24,500,000 in your family's net worth, that they would be all over that to help you achieve that. But that's not the case. You won't hear about that option today unless they've changed their mantra, which maybe they have. Appears they're listening to some other things that we're saying on the air. So maybe they have. I hope they have. But if they haven't, before you stroke the check, come see us or give me a call. Let's see if we can help you understand what your options are. In any event, going down the list of egregious behaviors that we see in the current syndication space, the first thing that's going on, and this is regardless of platform, there's not one single platform that I've reviewed transactions on that can say they're not putting transactions out there that are doing this, is the current use, very common, almost every transaction I pick up that I've been asked to review, the use of what we call bridge debt, which is a temporary form of debt to allow someone to acquire property. And perhaps in some cases, the bridge debt is actually the only kind of debt they'll be able to get because they're buying an unknown, meaning they're not buying a property that's 92% occupied, but rather they're buying one that's an older property. There's a lot of 40-year-old properties that are being acquired now that are being updated with smart home packages, new appliances, wood-like, that's quote wood-like, end quote, flooring. Maybe we're putting some covered parking in, we're adding some dog runs. These are all great ways to create additional net operating income. And just as a quick aside, net operating income and cap rate are the two dominant concepts that you must understand if you're going to invest in this space, because to the extent one goes up and one goes down, the property becomes worth a lot more than when you paid for it. And so, here in the day of massive inflation, these numbers are moving a bit. You got to kind of, as Wayne Gretzky used to say, don't skate to the puck, skate to where the puck's going to be. So you got to be looking down the road at, okay, we're buying this property now at this cap rate. What do we think we're going to either refinance or sell it for later? And if a syndicator's telling you, oh, they think that's going to go up maybe half a point or half a percent between now and 5 years out, you may want to set that deal to the side, or at least learn a lot more about the assumption set than what you might otherwise. But anyway, the bridge debt is something that's a concern. It doesn't mean you stop. It's not a good deal. It means that there better be a story later, 3 years from now to be precise, because most of these bridge debt, the loan term will be a three-year rate adjustable, by the way, with a either a one or two 1-year extensions that the partnership will have to pay typically about a percent to engage. And this is a lot of detail, but I guess all I'm trying to make you aware of is these are the kind of details that will help you understand so that you can feel pretty good that, hey, in this case, on this syndicator, we've got a good likelihood of being able to refinance when we get down the road here in 3 years, 4 years, maybe 5 years, or sell, as the case may be. The second thing that I addressed last week that we're seeing a lot are what I would call inflated capital raises. These are situations where the amount of capital being raised from the investors would appear to be somewhat higher than would normally be needed to undertake the project. And that's, there's no black and white cast in stone percentage that you can look at necessarily. You've really got to look at what's going on. Is the rehab money not in the loan? Therefore, the capital being raised has to be a bit higher. There's other motivations, though. And if your syndicator is raising more money than they might otherwise need because they want to start passing distributions out in the first 90 days, that's a deal that I would think twice about, because we typically want to be a true partner, not a lender where you're just paying us back some fixed rate. We would like to know that for good or for bad, the money starts coming back out of profits, not out of my money that I just sent you. In any event, I hear the music's coming on again, so we're going to be taking a break. If you have questions or want to make comments, you're welcome to call me at 281-558-5738, or you can shoot me a text to 713-782-1900. Or you're able to email me at nathan@npross.com. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, When's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at beaplanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Hi, this is Louis Flory. You've been relying on Ability Tree Experts for decades to protect and maintain the valuable trees on your property. You can continue to rely on the same professional services. So call Ability Tree Experts at 281-441-4179 today.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
The hardest part of being a CASA volunteer isn't supporting and guiding a child through foster care. The hardest part is deciding to make a difference. Visit becomeacasa.org. Every child has a chance. It's you. Brought to you by Texas CASA.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
Your home team for conservative talk radio. KSEV 700 AM, the voice of Texas.
Click the like button and join our group of conservative Texans. Facebook.com/KSEV700.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, where we were just discussing a general overview of some of the things you really got to watch out for in the current syndication space, real estate private partnership syndications, to be specific. And, you know, these issues, if you go back 2 or 3 years, they were literally non-existent. I mean, the structure, the shape of transactions were very different. There was a lot more rational split of the profits between the syndicator, the sponsor, the lead partner, if you will, and the passive investor. And it's only fairly recently that we've started to see what I consider to be simply egregious lead partner, sponsor, syndicator, etc., compensation models where money is being taken out on the front end by said syndicators. And I'm not talking about some nominal fees. I understand it takes money to put transactions together. On the other hand, the syndicator should have the balance sheet. They should have the wealth in hand from their own experience, if they're good ones, to where they can fund most of those costs. And by the way, all the out-of-pocket cost of putting a transaction together, such as appraisals, environmental fees, assorted fees involved with the lender, et cetera, all of that's going to be reimbursed. Every dollar, you can count on it, will be reimbursed at closing to the syndicator. So we're not really referring to the hard cost, but in any event, seeing a lot of transactions where the syndicator's taking huge acquisition fees, due diligence fees, debt placement fees, equity placement fees, capital raise fees. You just go down the list. They're all the same fee, just called different things. And of course, the syndicators are getting a lot more clever at where they weave these fees into the investment summaries they put on, the webinars, the private placement memorandum, which that is mandatory disclosures in the PPM, we call it, and or the operating agreement. So you really, even though you may have invested with a specific syndicator, four straight deals. I'm thinking of one syndicator where I've got clients that have invested with him, and you know, the four deals before this one, they all had a common allocation model, they all had common fees, and then here comes the fifth one where it's totally revamped, and now you got to know, you know, how to follow the trail to go connect all the dots to figure out how much are we really sharing at the end of the day. And you know, the amount that we're sharing at the end of the day is what you want to understand, no matter how you get there. Based on pro forma data, what is your capital doing, or what are you earning? Are you earning, and it'll be reflected in several metrics, the internal rate of return, cash-on-cash returns, the equity multiple. All of these are relevant, but they're relevant within different contexts. And it's one thing to say, well, you know, we're going to achieve a 2.7 equity multiple or a 3.15. I just reviewed a transaction with that. But when it comes over 10 years, that's not exactly what we're projecting when we run your syndication math illustrations or 401 math illustrations. We're projecting, because it's happened many, many times in the past, that you will achieve somewhere between 10 and 30%. I'm going to call it a compounded ROI, just to make sure you understand what I'm saying. That would otherwise be known as internal rate of return, or IRR. It's just most people, in fact, I would hazard a guess that most syndicators even don't truly understand how to make that calculation. There are a few that get it, but bottom line is an IRR doesn't really tell you what you're going to get next year. An equity multiple doesn't tell you what you're going to get next year or in year three. A cash-on-cash return might. An average annual return won't, because, again, they're smoothing out the peaks and valleys. And, you know, if you're someone that's counting on a cash flow stream starting by a certain time certain after you make your investment, you're retired, right? And you've got 18 of these investments, and somehow you've got to see that, you know, $10,000 to $20,000 a month coming home so that you have money to pay your bills, etc. So again, you know, we look for that 20% compounded ROI. We understand we're not going to get that in year one or year two necessarily, or maybe year four. Again, you're working off pro forma. But on average, when you get down the road 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years and you've gone full cycle, you've invested in a transaction, you've reaped the benefits of the operational cash flows, i.e. rents were greater than expenses this year or not, you've gone through a refinance where maybe you got 80% of your original capital returned, and then you get to an exit and you get, you know, another 80% or whatever the number might be. It's obviously different on every transaction. You add all that money up, you divide it by the amount of money you put into it, and if that equity multiple is at least a 2.0 on an average of 3.6 years, so if it's a 7-year deal, that equity multiple needs to be a 4 for you to achieve a 20% compounded ROI. And you're going to see real quickly when you start looking at the math that we'll help you with, that a lot of transactions will not make that cut. They will not make that hurdle. And I'm going to suggest to you that, you know, you don't necessarily say no, but you sure look at others that will make that or meet that hurdle. And we indicate that, by the way, on our lineup spreadsheet that we have on our website. I've got a sample at beaplanner.com. If you click the syndication math link up at the top, and it's not real data, that's a placeholder, and it's not even all the data. We'll end up having, I'm still working on it, but we'll have somewhere between 75 and 100 columns of data that will be gleaned from the math
that's in the aforementioned investment summary webinar. It's in the private placement memorandum. It's in the operating agreement. We will use the syndicator, the lead sponsor, the lead partner's own math to show you here's what these documents say at base. We'll boil it down to where you know exactly what the equity multiple is per 4 years. You'll know exactly what the internal rate of return is pro forma to be. And again, these are all pro forma numbers. And could you invest in a transaction that does far better than pro forma? You bet. We love those. Those are called grand slams in our world. Conversely, can you invest in some that don't get up to any of the metrics, the hurdles? And absolutely, in fact, you will find that most transactions don't actually achieve the metrics that the pro forma show. And, you know, there's pray little, very circle back by syndicators. When they put these pro formas out in the capital raise phase where they're looking to have you invest, I was going to use the word entice. I guess it is enticement in some sense. If you're a syndicator that has none of your own money involved, but you're clipping, you know, a couple million dollars of day zero, I call it, fees, which is, you know, you leave closing with, you know, a couple million dollars in your pocket. You know, what do you care so much about hitting these hurdles? And so we will demand accountability for our clients, and we will circle back each year and report the current achievements against the pro formas that you maybe looked at on the lineup, as it were, a year earlier. So, you know, we may not necessarily be able to hold individual syndicators accountable, but they're not going to be able to go into the night after they've gotten your money and not achieve what they pro forma. There'll need to be some reporting that clearly explains the differences. And that's one of the other things I'm coming up here on the list is transparent reporting. In any event, so moving on. Oh, by the way, the fees don't stop with, you know, acquisition fees, due diligence fees, debt placement fees, equity placement, capital raise, construction management, refinance. But, oh, this is one that we really like to look at hard is the disposition fee. And, you know, you may have thought that because the lead partner, the syndicator, has taken all these other fees, or some of them, not all of them, over the course of the transaction, that that surely they wouldn't be taking more money at the end other than what their share of the sponsor promote is, which, you know, is the override. But, oh, yes, the syndicator is typically getting a percentage, a point up to, I've seen as high as 3 points. That's 3%, not basis points, 3 percentage points of the sales price, the gross sales price. $100 million sales price, which is not unusual in some of these transactions, that's $3 million at the end. And often, well, effectively, it is before you've gotten your money on the exit. Sometimes it's not, but let's just say it would be highly unusual for a syndicator that has a 3% or 1% or 0.5% disposition fee dialed into the pro forma plan to suggest that, okay, in his sole discretion, in most cases, the decision to sell is made. And so highly unusual for the syndicator to not know whether or not there's room there for the disposition fee. So, you know, it's just critical to understand how these fees work. It's also critical to understand the difference between getting your distributions, and I'm not going to go into it. Well, I'll go into it a little bit here momentarily, but the concept of whether the distributions are treated as being a return of your capital, your original capital, versus on your capital is something that you absolutely need to understand. It's a huge component of the throughput. Okay, I hear the break music coming up. We'll be breaking here for a few minutes and come back to the final segment where we'll get through the last three or so of these bad behaviors, I guess we'll call them. And if you want to call and ask me a question, feel free to do so at 281-558-5738. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show. It ain't me. It ain't me.
Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday, 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross on AM 700 KSEV.
Hi, this is Michael Miller. Join me this weekend for the Backyard Bay radio program, now at our new time, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m., right here on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to weigh on us all, but we can turn worry into action. Wear a mask and keep 6 feet of space between yourself and others in public. Wash your hands often and stay home if you're sick. Go to cdcfoundation.org to learn more.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be A Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross. And we've got just a few more minutes left here to go through the remaining egregious bad behaviors that we're seeing in the real estate private syndication market. And once we've got these under our belt, then next week, are going to have the pleasure of actually speaking with a real life syndicator, a lead partner, sponsor, etc., Medina Sheikh with Makan Investment Group will join us. He's got a transaction that's currently in the capital raise mode, so you know this will purely be for education. You won't be able to join in that transaction. However, if you like what you hear, you'll want to get signed up in his investor portal so that you can learn when the next transaction comes out. But Medina is a gentleman that has a lot of deep business experience. I listened to his webinar earlier this week myself, and I'll have to say that he, aside from everything else you may learn and what you like or don't like, that aside, it's rare that you see a syndicator with his real life, real business experience of running a business, you know, hundreds of employees for a long time, dealing in a difficult market at times. And I tell you, he is clearly, if you look at this in terms of the breakfast analogy I use, where we talk about pigs and chickens, you know, chickens are involved, pigs are committed. Well, it appears to me, and I don't know, because I don't know anything more than what I heard on this webinar, that Medina, if I'm saying that wrong, I apologize, is somebody that, you know, has earned his spurs, so to speak. And I look forward to watching my clients, who no doubt some will invest in this transaction. But in any event, we will welcome him next Sunday, 7 a.m. on the Syndication Math Show, and I'm really looking forward to that. Okay, so the next issue that we're seeing are what I call a double promote. And speaking of chickens and pigs, this is where you're investing in perhaps a fund or a deal where the syndicate that's raising the money is a chicken.
They're not the pig, meaning that they're not the one that's going to be out there operating that property. There's another syndicator involved that will be doing that. And so, you know, a little red flag goes up when I see this, simply because, and not to say that this is a deal breaker, it's just something to be aware of. And, of course, what do you think happens when two sets of overhead get together and decide they're going to go take down a 300-unit, you know, apartment rep, you know, real estate private placement syndication? Well, you're going to see fees that scale up. And as an example, I can think of one that's out there right now where it's a 4% acquisition fee. 4%. The syndicator involved has never done 4%. Heck, a year ago, they weren't even doing 1%. There was no acquisition fee on the transaction they undertook a year ago that some of my clients invested in. And that is an illustration of just how insane this market has become when it comes to day zero compensation. And by the way, it'd be one thing if this compensation were a deferred liability. In other words, we put a deferred liability on the partnership's balance sheet that says, hey, when the passive investor has achieved a 2.0 equity multiple, a compounded ROI of 20%, et cetera, then you get to take the money. But no, these fees are coming out on day zero. There is no guarantee. And if you don't think we're all counting on market cooperation to get there with these pro forma numbers, we are. I mean, we, and I can tell you, having been through this back in 2008, 9, 10, et cetera, the market doesn't always cooperate, and when you've got massive inflation already upon us, the odds are the market will not cooperate. And I understand that inflation applies to rents as well. We're going to get some rental growth, not true rental growth, but okay, the dollars will be bigger. But we're also going to encounter higher cost to operate that partnership. Our employees are going to want to be paid more. Our suppliers are going to be want to pay more. You know, I heard Warren Buffett 2 months ago, when the first big jolt was announced on inflation, say that all their suppliers across the board have already raised their prices. So all of their supply chain had gone up. Well, what do you think Berkshire Hathaway does with their business units? They're raising their prices on all their products and services. So, you know, I don't necessarily buy the pro forma that shows a 20 to 25% top line rental growth, because I'm assuming there's a bottom line expense growth that's going to offset much of that. But in any event, the double promote is something you should be aware of. And if you've got retirement funds, I'm going to suggest to you it's especially something you should be aware of, because the ERISA Act puts a limit on the amount of retirement fund capital that can be invested in a deal where it's not the operating company. There's an exception for the operating company. It's an unlimited amount of retirement funds versus a fund where your fund is then going to go invest in assorted properties. So we don't like funds, but that's an aside. Lack of adequate reporting or transparency in the reporting that's provided, that's a big one in my book. I don't see it discussed much. People just assume I'm going to give my money to these folks, whoever the syndicator is, and I'm going to know everything that's involved in how we're proceeding, performing, et cetera. That's not at all the case. We would like a lot more than a K-1 every year. We'd like the full tax return of the syndicator's operation, as well as any affiliated parties that they're paying funds to either manage a property, raise capital, et cetera. We want to know that you did what you said you would. And I understand that sounds invasive. Well, you know, you're getting my client's money, who worked 30 plus years for that money, a lot longer than you've worked putting a transaction together. So we feel like that as an owner in that company, they should be able to see that reporting. The last item I'm going to mention is the lack of opportunity for investor oversight, kind of part and parcel of the reporting issue. You know, we'd like to see the calculation of excess cash on each distribution. Show us how the distribution was undertaken. Help us understand those calculations on the refinance proceeds, on the sales proceeds, And let's minimize the use of the words or the phrase sole discretion. I bet I see that 50 times in some of these operating agreements where in the sole discretion of the lead partner, the sponsor, the syndicator, they're able to raise the team, the management team's compensation, adjust their own compensation, the property management affiliated company, expense reimbursements. We'd like to know what got reimbursed. Is it a legitimate property management expense or is it a legitimate asset management expense? It likely is. It's just there's no transparency on this reporting, and we'd really like to see transactions that are more investor friendly, that will be able to check the box on this syndicator did what he or she said she would. We're not your lender, and I would suggest you probably have to give the lender more even than you're giving your partners. But in any event, this will change as enough investors start to make their requests known and hold back on investing their capital, because there are some syndicators, by the way, that do this right now. And you know, for you syndicators out there that want to understand, hey, how should we structure our transactions? You know, I'm available. I may not do it gratis. There may be a fee involved, in which case it'll be disclosed to my clients, by the way. But I'm telling you right now, there is a massive opportunity for syndicators that get it and are already willing to do it. They've just never been pressed or had to. And I tell you, if you would take the lead, you'll find people beating a path to your door to invest in your next transaction. And again, all of these issues, these six bullets that I've mentioned, are even more germane now than they were a year ago. It's so common to see this stuff. So next week we're going to pick up with how do we analyze these opportunities. We're going to start with the ABCs of private placement memorandums, PPMs, and you know, most people know just enough to hang themselves if you know you haven't had some training, some education. If you really want to understand a PPM, that's what we'll be starting with next week. In any event, I hear that we're coming to the end of this segment. I've enjoyed this week's show as usual. It's amazing the emails we get after the fact. It lets us know that you know, we're kind of a voice in the wilderness. And, you know, as Tony Robbins once said, words mean things. And I'll tell you, I absolutely believe that's the case when it comes to this asset space and what you're being told. You really have to parse some of these comments to understand what happened later when you look back. But if you have questions for next week, don't hesitate to email me, or even if it's not for next week, if you just have questions about these particular options for investing, let me know. It'd be helpful if you'd fill out our intake forms on the Be a Planner website. And again, I'm available for calls. I will take the call. I may have a team member on the phone with me, but I don't push this topic off to others until maybe we get far enough into the transaction to need to have to do that. In any event, we'll look forward to next week. Let me know if we can help you in the meantime. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV. All right. Ow. 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 Ow.